The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for July 10th of 2026. This week, I had the pleasure of speaking with Diop Harris II, a progressive Democrat running to be the party's nominee for the state's 4th congressional district race. The winner will face Bill Huizenga, a longtime MAGA Republican incumbent whose main job is to essentially rubber stamp the Trump regime's agenda and do whatever corporate donors tell him to do. Anyway, the 4th district is on the west side of the state, and Diop Harris, a Battle Creek native, is not only hoping to bring common sense progressive populism that's being coveted by working class Michiganders, but since the 4th is a large congressional district, Diop Harris will represent many farmers, many of them struggling in the Trump and MAGA Republican economy. I had Mr. Harris talk about some of the top concerns he's been hearing from farmers from the 4th congressional district after 18 months of part two of the Trump regime, America's nightmare. And while tariffs have indeed decimated Michigan's farmers, Trump's and Israel's war in Iran has led to higher gas and fertilizer costs. But Mr. Harris also pointed out that above all, farmers are dealing with the regime's ICE Gestapo, which is also hurting Michigan's agriculture community.
A lot of folks think of the onslaught that ICE has brought on their communities. They tend to imagine, you know, LA or, you know, even Detroit, the more visible raids. But in my district, you know, we're seeing men being picked up in the middle of the night, moms and kids waking up to one of their loved ones being disappeared and needing to figure it out after that. So luckily, we've got, you know, a strong network of community members who are stepping up, who have been trained in rapid response, either to respond to ICE enforcement operations or to be able to step up and help families when a family member is in detention. But to your point, ICE has hurt farm workforce.
You can hear my complete interview with progressive congressional candidate Diop Harris II on this week's episode of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Now, Mr. Harris brought up a salient point on how when we think about ICE raids, we essentially just see them happening more in urban or a city environment. But the ICE Gestapo's presence in rural America is being felt, and it's hurting families, farmers, and our economy. Michigan farmers rely heavily on migrant farmers, as Michigan ranks 6th overall among states in utilizing them, with over 15,000 seasonal guest workers positions certified, according to Crain's Business Detroit. And I have to tell you, I remember during my days in farm radio how numerous farmers would tell me that they relied on migrant workers and commended those workers on their reliability to get the job done. But even before the days of Trump, MAGA Republicans were beginning their attacks on immigrants during the Obama years, saying that we had to close the border down because immigrants were taking American jobs. Yet, as Crain's Business Detroit notes, the United Farm Workers back in 2010 tried to recruit Americans to work on farms across the state and the nation. But as that story notes, almost no one responded, likely not surprising, given the often backbreaking effort required of farm workers. Fast forward to today, as the Trump regime and fascist MAGA Republicans declared war on immigrants and undocumented citizens, especially those of color. And I say that because, as Mother Jones reported last month, there were nearly 600 refugees allowed into the United States, and they were all white from South Africa. The United States has accepted over 6,600 refugees so far this year, with all but three of them being white South Africans. It's all about making America more white to the Trump regime and to MAGA Republicans. They don't care about the working class. They don't care about America. It's fascism. And then there's the ICE Gestapo. And while it's not necessarily attacking migrant farm workers, ICE's practice of kidnapping and disappearing undocumented people is hurting the agriculture industry. As one Michigan State University agriculture researcher told Crain's Business Detroit, when people hear that there's going to be an immigration enforcement, they may be less likely to show up for work, or they may go home for a few days if they heard here that ICE is in the area or something. So even though the Trump regime ordered ICE to kind of scale down from attacking farmers, a loud and clear admission to the importance of migrant workers in this country, ICE is still terrorizing urban and suburban areas across the country, which has scared many workers away, and it's also hurting our farmers and leading to rising costs. And then this week, the ICE Gestapo shot and killed a Mexican man who lived as a home builder in this country for 35 years. He had no criminal record, and to make matters worse, ICE officials say that he wasn't even the person they were after. But he's dead. He can't talk anymore. He can't live anymore. And nothing will happen since apparently body cams were shut off. ICE is bad for farmers. ICE is bad for grocery costs. ICE is bad for the overall economy. ICE is bad for our public health. ICE is bad for those of us who believe in the rule of law and the Constitution. ICE is bad for those of us who believe in democracy, because ICE is the epitome of fascism and ICE cannot be reformed. ICE must be abolished, and we must vote for politicians and only those politicians who call for ICE to be abolished. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow Left of Lansing on the socials, subscribe to the show on the YouTube, and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. And subscribe to the show on Patreon as well. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.